start. All right, good evening. Find ourselves now in between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. And actually starting tonight, Yud Aleph Menachem Av. Hello? Yeah, it's in the car. There are 49 days starting tonight from Yud Aleph Menachem Av until Rosh Hashanah. There are 49 days, Rosh Hashanah being the 50th day, just like we have 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. Sfarim compare these days to the Yemei HaSfira. Pesach, we left Mitzrayim. Now we're leaving the Yemei Bein HaMetzorim. Shavuos is the day that we heard the Shofar. Rosh Hashanah is the day that we hear the Shofar. One of the reasons we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remember the Shofar of Matan Torah. And Parshas Va'eschanan is a repeat of Matan Torah. Parshas Va'eschanan speaks to us about the Aseres HaDibros, the second Luchos, which really what was written in the second Luchos is what's stated here in Parshas Va'eschanan. We also notice the difference between the Aseres HaDibros here and in Parshas Yisro, among the many differences, Zohar and Shomer and so on, is the Negeah to Shabbos in Parshas Yisro, the Pasuk says, we keep Shabbos because Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. Here, the Torah teaches us a different reason. And that is, V'zocharta ki eved ha'isa be'eretz mitzroyim v'yoytzi'acha Hashem aleikim misham v'yot chazoku v'zoyan etuya. Al-kein, tzivcha Hashem aleikecha lasis esyoyim ha'shabbos, which is the reason we say in Kiddush, zeicha li'yoytzi'as mitzroyim. Throughout this parasha, many, many times, and perhaps more than in recent parashiyos, besides, of course, the parashas that talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned here many, many times over and over again. Here in the Aseres HaDibros, in the laning of Tisha B'Av, Oy Hanisa Eloikim Lavoi Lokachas Loigoy Mikerev Goy B'Masayis B'Oyseis U'V'Moyfsim U'V'Molchamu V'Yad Chazok U'V'Zrayan U'Tuya. Yetzias Mitzrayim, on Tisha B'Av, the last and final day and the most serious of all the 9 days and all the days of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vayotziyacha b'fonav b'choychei ha'godo mi'mitzrayim is part of the laning of Tisha B'Av, kisoy l'dbonim. And then later on in the parasha, again, the Torah repeats that which we say by the Seder. V'oysonu hoitzi misham l'man havi oysonu losas lanu es ha'oretz. Vayiten Hashem oisis umoifsim gedoilim v'roim b'mitzrayim v'faroi vayotzienu Hashem b'mitzrayim v'yad chazaka. Over and over again, we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim in this parasha. Vayiftecha mibeis avodim miyad paroi melech mitzrayim. What happened all of a sudden that we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim so much here? The Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, Aschanan is always the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu. Because we're going out of Mitzrayim now. We're going out of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, Min HaMeitzar, Karosi, Ko, Anoni, Bamerchav, Ko. We're getting ready for the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, for the 9 koilas. Min HaTorah, there are 9 sounds that a Yid has to hear. Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, 3 times. Because we're not sure what a Teruah is, so the Gemara says we have to hear 30 koilas. But Min HaTorah, 9 koilas. We go from the 9 days to the 9 koilos of Rosh Hashanah, the day of Yovel, the day that we return to our roots, just like on Shavuos. After Pesach, we count Sfira, and then we return. Shavuos is the Yovel, the 50th day, corresponding to the 50th year. B'mshoich ha-Yovel, heima yalu b'or. So too, Rosh Hashanah, of course, which we know we learn out everything from Yovel, Rosh Hashanah. Trua, trua, b'chodesh ha-shvi, b'chodesh ha-shvi. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaYovel, where we go back to Kedem, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, as we ended off Eicha Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashu B'Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. What's Kedem? That's Bereishis. Bereishis, as Targum Onkelos translates it, Milakadmin. Bereishis, Aleph B'Tishrei. Bereishis is Oisius Aleph B'Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. which the reason why the world was created was b'shvil Yisrael or b'shvil ha'toyra shenikras reishis. So Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are related, because the whole reason why Hashem made the world, Rosh Hashanah, is because of Chag HaShavuos, because of Matan Torah. So just like between Pesach and Shavuos you have the Yemei HaSfira, between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah we have these 7 weeks. Tziodua, every month, as mentioned in previous weeks, every month has a different combination of Hashem's name. The Tziruf Shem Havaya of Chodesh Av is Havaya, Hevav Yudke, which is, many have a custom when they say Hashem's name to say Havaya, because we can't say Yudke Vavke, so we say Havaya. So Havaya is Rosh Hatevis Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. It's the Pasuk of Parshas Kisavoy, and that's the Tziruf Shem Havaya, says the Arizal, Tzchus Hayogen Aleinu. The Arizal says that's the Tziruf Shem Havaya of Chodesh Av. What exactly does the word Haskes mean? There's a Dvar Pella about this word Haskes. There's absolutely no such word found anywhere in Tanakh. This is the only time this word is found, Haskes. Not only that, but even in the Concordancia, where one can look up, as far as I saw, I looked up many different Shorosh and I haven't found this word at all. I don't know if they missed it. But the word Haskes is not found there. It's not clear even what this word means. Rashi says, Haskes kisargumai. So you look in Targum, Targum says, Haskes atzeis. What does atzeis mean? Atzeis usually means, as they explain it, listen intensively. Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. So the obvious question here is, this is the combination of Chodesh Av. So now that we're in Chodesh Av and we're making a transition from Tisha B'Av, from the Yemei Ha'avelis to the Yemei Nechama. In fact, this is the only day today, Yud Av, seems to be the only day of the entire year where we make such a tremendous change from one minute to the other. Till chatzos, no music, no bathing, no taking a shower, no going swimming, no meat and wine. Suddenly, in 1 minute, min hakotze el hakotze v'na hapoichu, there's music. Not that there's a mitzvah to blare the music, but that's what goes on in all the camps. The music is blaring. Everyone jumping into the pool, showers, those who shave, shaving, haircuts, right away. Total transformation, a total change. There's absolutely no other day like that in the entire year. When else do you find such a thing? Even Rachmana Lislan Avelim, don't go right after the Shiva and put on music. Certainly not. Well, they're still in Avelis, but who makes such a rapid, such a quick change like what we do on Yud Av Chatzos? And why are we so happy? What happened? Unfortunately, we're still in Golos. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't built. If anything, Adarab, today should be more Avelis than even Tisha B'Av. At least Erev Tisha B'Av, we still had hope that we wouldn't have to fast Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is laid as Mashiach. Now it's the day after, and we're still here. What's the big simcha that's taking place on this day, which the Emes is a metaphor? It's a marshal to what's going to happen. That's how it's going to happen. It's going to be min hakotze el hakotze berega kememre pisoim yovei ha'odoin, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, that the geula has happened suddenly. All of a sudden, min hakotze el hakotze me'eva liyomtif miyogoin l'simcha, in one split second, mamash, like we experience the day after Tisha B'Av. This phrase here, which is the Tziruf Shem Havaya Chodesh Av, Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim, clearly is talking about this transition. But before we understand how it works, what does the word Haskes mean? So Unkelis again says Atzes, listen attentively. So Haskes Ushma, what's the difference between Haskes Ushma? Why does the Pasuk have to use a double lashon here? Most Mepharshim say this word is not found anywhere. They grapple with what it means. So Rashi's telling you to look at the Unkelus. The Sipurno says it means Tzayer b'machshavei sechli. Haskes means more than just listen. Haskes means contemplate, think, delve into it deeply. The Gemara in Brachas darshins on this pasuk, Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. One pshat, Haskes that one should not learn by himself, but you should learn with a chavrusa. Haskeis u'shema Yisrael, haskeis asu kitois kitois ve'isku ba'toyra. L'fish ena toyra niknis ela ba'chabura. So one is supposed to learn Torah with a group, or with a chavrusa. So Rashi says the word has is like as if it's as. The hey is switched to an ayin, the samach to a sin, and then koftes is a kat, kitois, asu kitois. That's zichut, not the poshub shat in the pasuk, but that's one drush is chazal here. Another one is, the Gemara says, ein adam, ein hat divrei torim b'skayim el b'misha meimis atzmai oleho. So, haskes means kitisu atzmachem al divrei torim. Kitsu means grind yourself, crush yourself. Asu atzmachem ksusim, Rashi says, litzta'er al divrei torim. And the Gemara gives another pshat. Has v'achach kates. Has means quiet, like v'yahas kolev. And then kates. The Gemara learns that one should listen first. He should be quiet, listen to everything that he's taught, and then afterwards he should kates. He should grind his learning. He should be mefalfel from here. Learn out first. The person should learn bekiyus. Then afterwards be'iyun. So the drashas chazal on this pasuk here in Brachos. Are telling us what haskes means. Al pi drush. This is certainly not al pi pshat in the Torah Tamimim. Mentions here that it's obvious the poshut pshat in this pasuk is difficult. What haskes actually means, because there's no word that means has. There's no such word besides this word in Tanakh. There's no such word. So Chazal darshan has kas asu kitos kitisu atzmachem. The Kamarna in the Sefer on Chumash Heichel Habracha. So he says has means that one should be silent. Has means to be quiet. Vayahas kolev. When he suffers, like it says in Eicha, Yeshev bodod v'yidoim. One should sit in solitude and be silent. Be makabel yisura, be makabel v'golus. And kas, kesois, a person has to crush himself, crushes yetzahara, crushes midos ro'ois. And then afterwards he says, Ushma Yisrael, say Shma Yisrael, Mesiris Nefesh, and then Yezaycha to Hayoim Hazen, Hiyeso La'om La'Hashem Alekecha. So he also has a whole chiddush, a whole derech here, how to understand the word haskes. Also, basically, it's Alpidrush. Haskes is written here, and then there's a psik, there's a line, which it's a psik and a pasik means like there's a break, a stop, like a stop sign. Haskes. And then Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. So what exactly is the pasuk telling us? Now if we look, and this is of course the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Chaydish, so it has to do with Menachem Av. In our parsha we find something similar. Voschanan, the first Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, which connects Tisha B'Av to the Yemei Nechama, preparing us for Rosh Hashanah. We have here a pasuk that says like this: Baneshev Bagoy Mul Beis Pa'or. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that I daven to Hashem, v'eschanan el Hashem, and even though I daven 515 times, as Chazal tell us, k'mispar v'eschanan, the gematria 515, the gematria tefillah, the gematria shira, nevertheless I was told, no. Ravloch, al toisef t'averi alai oy ba'dover azeh. You could see, but that's it. You could see Eretz Yisrael, but you can't go there. Then it says, "Vaneishev b'goy mul beis pa'or." So Rashi says here, what happened in this goy? A goy is a valley. A guy is a valley. We settled in a valley opposite beis pa'or, and that's where with Klal Yisroel, were attracted to the avodah zarah of pa'or, where the whole chait of shittim took place. The afal pikein, Rashi says here, and that's the next pasuk. Ve'ato Yisrael shmael hachukim v'hakol mochalach. Despite what you did, if after this you accept upon yourselves once again to do the Ratzon Hashem, everything will be forgiven for you. Ve'ani loy zochisi, what Moshe Rabbeinu says, limchali. I, however, was not privileged. I was not zoicha that my sin should be forgiven. You, however, even though v'aneishev v'agoy mul beis pa'or, ve'ato Yisrael shmael hachukim, and you're forgiven. So what's the connection between this and Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is the valley of time. Tisha B'Av is the just like in place, there are mountains and there are valleys. Yerushalayim is a mountainous area. Yerushalayim Horim Soviv Lo Har HaMoiria, the Beis HaMikdash is a mountain. Har Havayis, there's Har Sinai, Kedusha. is on a har. Har, it symbolizes Kedusha. Everything, Bahar Sinai, the Torah was given Bahar Sinai, Har HaMoriah, Bahar HaShem Yeroe. And Tumah is a valley. Sodom was in a valley, was in a plain, below sea level. Baneshev Bagoy, we settled in the valley. The Goy is spelled Gimel Yur Aleph, is Begamatria Tesba'av, Tisha B'Av is the Goy of time, the valley of time, and the Haftarah tells us that Tisha B'Av, just like we know Tisha B'Av will be in his Hapech, will turn into a Yom Tov. The Haftarah says here, called Gei Yinosei, that every valley will rise, the valleys will become mountains. Called Gei Yinosei, Tisha B'Av, which is the Goy of time, the Gai of time, will be in his Hapech to a Yom Tov. Leidas Moshiach, Vaneshev Bagoy, Vaneshev is Begamatria Moshiach. Vaneshev Bagoy Mul Beis Pa'or. Afterwards, there's a pay. There's a psik, a stop, a hefsik. In the Sefer Torah, there's a space. Then comes Va'ata Yisrael Shmael Achukim. Break yourself away. New beginning. Va'ata Yisrael Shmael Achukim V'yala Mishpatim. From now on, a person is Makabal on himself, Ol Malchus Shamayim. And from now on, a person experiences only Nechama. Pasuk says, as we mentioned last week, Mishom Yikabetzcha Hashem Aleikecha U'Mishom Yikochecha. The Geula comes Mishom, from the lowest Shom. It says in Zohar, Shom is the Koiches HaTumah. Vayotzienu Hashem Aleikecha Mishom, as it says later on in the parasha. Vayotzienu Hashem Aleikecha Mishom B'yod Chazaku V'Zrei HaNetuya, which we say on Pesach night. V'Oisonu Hoitzi Mishom. The Oisanu Hoit, Hashem took us out from there. Sham is the Klipa, Sham is the Sitra Achor from Lashon Shmama, Shmama in desolation, devastation. Shmama k'mapecha zorim, as it says in Eicha. That's Sham. Sham is Sitra Achor. The Oisanu Hoit, Sibi Sham is Begamatri of Mekabes Nitche Amo Yisrael. So here the Pasuk says, Vaneshev Bagoy Mul Beis Pa'or. That was the Sham, the Tumah, the tremendous Tumah that Klal Yisrael fell in the valley opposite Beis Pa'or, which is Tisha B'Av. Dafka from there, the Geula will sprout. Baneshev Bagoy Mul Beis Pa'or is Begamatria Mishom Yikabetzcha Hashem Alekecha U'Mishom Yikochecha. And then Va'ata Yisrael Shmael Achukim. After we fall into the Gai of time, which is Tisha B'Av, which this year, unfortunately, there was another one, Vateret Peloyim, the Pasuk says in Eicha. Vateret Peloyim is Begamatria Tovshin Ayin Aleph. The lowest Tisha B'Av in history was Topshin Ayin Aleph. Tisha B'Av of Topshin Ayin Aleph, that Teret Peloyim, it has to be the lowest Tisha B'Av because every Tisha B'Av gets lower and lower. And Dafka, after Vaneshev Bagoy Mul Beis Pa'or, comes the Nechama, comes the Aliyah. And after this, Einechem Horoyos Eisasher Asa Hashem B'Val Pa'or, Re'ei Limadati Eschem. We experience, as mentioned last week, from Shmia, we experience Re'iyah, Re'eli Marati Eschem. In Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Aleph, it says, Leiv Nishbar V'Nitke Eloikim Loi Sivze. Zivche Eloikim Ruach Nishbara, Leiv Nishbar V'Nitke Eloikim Loi Sivze. Heitiva Hashem V'Rtzoynecha Eszio in Tivne Chaymais Yerushalayim. This pasuk is referring to the transition, the Derech Remez, from Tisha B'Av and the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim to the Yemei HaNechama until Rosh Hashanah. Zivche Elohim, Ruach Nishbara, Ruach Nishbara is Begematria Vateret Peloyim, also Topshin Ayin Aleph. Zivche Elohim, Ruach Nishbara, Leiv Nishbar V'Nitka Elohim Loi Sivze. On Tisha B'Av every year is a Leiv Nishbar V'Nitka. We're all broken. We're all crushed. Like olives, you crush the olives, but afterwards comes pure olive oil. Kosis lamo'oir. Klal Yisrael goes through many times in history where we're crushed, but afterwards it's nizgala, the purity of Am Yisrael. The purity of Am Yisrael many times comes after a yirida of zman, after a yirida, after a crushing experience, comes an aliyah. And perhaps this is the remez in these psukim here. Leiv nishbar v'nitka elokim lo yisivzeh. And then after that, heitiva Hashem b'rtzoyncha eszio in tivne chaymos Yerushalayim. Right after the leiv nishbar v'nitka, the broken heart the broken spirit, the ruach nishbar, the ruach nishbar, the lev nishbar that we feel on the nine days and on Tisha B'av Bifrat, leads us to heitiva birtzayin Hashem as tziyon tivna chaymos Yerushalayim. And perhaps that's the kavana that the Arizal taught us, why these four words are the tzir of shem havaya chodesh menachem av. Haskes by itself, and there's a psik, which means haskes is separated from the other three words. Haskes is the 9 days. Haskes is the finale of the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim. So you have in this word, you have has means quiet, yeshev bodod v'yidoim, like it says in Eicha, yeshev bodod v'yidoim kinot al olav, which means an ovel sits alone, accepts it upon himself, as makabalat ba'ahava, kinot al olav, takes it upon himself. And this is the pasuk in Eicha, has, quiet, as it says, toiv yochil vidumam l'shuas Hashem, also a pasuk in Eicha, a person should sit quietly and anticipate the Yeshua of Hashem. Has. And then chav tov kas, that's kittesu atzmeichem, leiv nishbar v'nitka. Tisha B'av is a day that we all feel crushed. Every person is crushed on Tisha B'av until Mashiach comes. It's haskes. It's a day that we're quiet and we're crushed. As Chazal darshan on this pasuk. Asu atzmechem kitusim, that we have to crush ourselves, as the Heichel HaBracha says, the command. A person has to crush his midos rois, crush the Yetzara, be a lev nishbar v'nitka, in order to be zeicha to the aliyah that comes afterwards. The Yemei Bein HaMitzorim serve as the catalyst. That's the springboard from which, after that, we're able to go up and prepare for the Nechama and prepare for Rosh Hashanah for the new year. But Tishrei Asidun Ligoyel, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's Haskes. Then comes Ushma Yisrael Hayoyim. Ushma Yisrael Hayoyim Hazen Hiyeso La'om. Just like in Parshas Voyeschan, and after Baneshev Bagoy Mulbeis Pa'or, there's a psik, that's Tisha B'av, and then afterwards Va'ata Yisrael Shmael Achukim V'yel HaMishpotim, a Yid is Mekabel on himself, Ol Malch HaShemayim over again, Kriyas Shema is the first mitzvah, mentioned in Mishnah, is the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah performs, is Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, the first mitzvah in the morning is Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. The Haskalah is Shema. Shema is the Haskalah. New beginning. We become a very Chadosha. After Tisha B'Av, after going through the Yerida in Zman, we experience a total transformation. Me'eva liyantif, miyodoin l'simcha, as we experience today. And then starts the Aliyah, then starts the Hischachos, Shema Yisrael, Hayoim, which Hayoim we all know is Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar says, whenever it says Hayoim in the Torah, Hayoim Stam is Rosh Hashanah. It's the day. Hayoim, atem nitzavim, hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem alekeichem, hayoim is referring to Rosh Hashanah. So haskes is the 9 days, culminating in Tisha B'Av. And then afterwards, Ushma Yisrael, you start over again, with mekabel ourselves, Ol Malchus Shamayim, 7 weeks of Nechama, like the 7 weeks of Sfira, to be mevatel, the 7 midos rois that are rooted in the Kanani, Chiti, and Moiri. There's only one pasuk in the entire Chumash that has all 7, and that's in this week's parasha. The Parshas Voyeschanan, at the end, the first pasuk tells us, "V'hoya ki yaviach Hashem alakecha el haoretz hashat v'asham al rishta v'noshal goyim rabim miponecha hachiti v'hagirgoshi v'ha'emoyri v'ha'kanani v'ha'prizi v'ha'chivi v'ha'yvusi shiva goyim rabim v'atzume mimelka." Every week from now till Rosh Hashanah, we humble 1 midah ra'a, just like during the days of Sfira. Here too, then we're preparing for Shavuos. Now we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And these are the 7 midos ra'os emanate from the 7 umos. They come from the 7 umos, from as the Rebbe Elimelech of Lezhensk in his famous Tzetel Katan writes that when a person feels that he's mole midos ra'os, he should say Hakanani Achiti Ha'emayri Ha'prizi Achivi Ha'visi Ba'gagoshi. He should just say the names of these umos, because that's where these midos ra'os come from. And when a person humbles these 7 nations, the midos ra'os, he prepares himself to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ki yiviach Hashem alekecha el haoretz. Just like after Tisha B'Av, We prepare for Rosh Hashanah. That means after Yemei Ben HaBetzorim, we prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael. We prepare to enter Yerushalayim. Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the gematria of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Voeschanan is always the Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah, after Tisha B'Av. Voeschanan with a nun soifis, as we know in the rules of gematria, a nun soifis is equal to 700. So the word voeschanan, if nun soifis is 700, is equal to 1165, and that's the gematria of v'nahapoichu asher yishlatu ayehudim heima. Right after Tisha B'Av, there's a total ishapchus, there's a total turnaround. A complete mapecha, and hopefully that mapecha exists in each and every one of us. Every year has the ability to totally be mahapech himself. Mi ro'a l'toiv, mi yogayin l'simcha, mi evel liyamtiv. Befrat, after such a zman of hester panim, after especially now we're experiencing such hester panim, v'anoichi haster aster, and Ayid only has today tefillah, v'eschanan is tefillah. What are we left with? We're left with tefillah. Voeschanan al Hashem, voeis hahilemar, is begematria haster astir. In a zman of hester panim, we have the ability that we turn to Hashem. And Hashem helps us make this transition, may evil liyamtiv, from Tisha B'Av to the Yemei HaNechama, leading to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Lublina, they bring that from the Lublina, the Helig of Lublina, is to say on Tisha B'Av, that he hears the shofar of Rosh Hashanah on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, he already hears the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Tisha B'Av was his hachana to the Yemei, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, starting on Tisha B'Av. He already, another version was he said he felt the slicha of Yom Kippur already on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is very similar to Yom Kippur. So these are very, very special days starting today, Yud Aleph Av, after today, which was still the Avel, is still Chatzai, starting tonight, tomorrow, Yud Aleph Av, the 7 weeks from now till Rosh Hashanah, beginning with Voeschanan, beginning with Nachamu Ami Aymar Lekechem, where the Torah is being Menachem us, the Torah is telling us, despite that Vaneshev Bagoy Mul Beis Ba'or, don't worry. And now it's time for Nechama. Now it's time for Chamisha Asa B'Av. Chamisha Asa B'Av says, tell us the Sfarim. Chamisha Asa B'Av is begamatria Ksiva Vachasima Toiva. The Ksiva Vachasima Toiva for the upcoming year starts already on Chamisha Asa B'Av, which is 40 days before Rosh Hashanah. Arboim Yoim Kog Mitzirus HaVolod. And Parshas Voeschanan is the Shabbos that takes us from Tisha B'Av to Chamisha Asa B'Av, the saddest day to the happiest day. As the Mishnah says, "Lehoyu Yomim Tovim Yisrael, Ka Chamisha Asa B'Av V'Chiyom Kippurim." Haskeisu Shema Yisrael Hayoyim. That's the Tziruf Shem Havaya of Chodesh Av. Dafke in this pasuk, Haskeis. Haskeis is a word that no one really knows the meaning of it. You see, no one really knows the meaning. It's mufla, it's beyond our understanding. That's the nine. The 9 days are in Lamayla Mehasagasenu. The 9 days that are merumas in the word haskes, which Rashi says kitargumai, because targum is golus. Targum, the reason we have to come on to targum is because of golus. If not for golus, it's Lashon HaKodesh, there's no targum. In Eretz Yisrael, we'll speak in Yetzir Hashem, Lashon HaKodesh, the Lashon HaKodesh Nivra Ha'ayla. Targum is golus. So haskes kisargumai, says Rashi. Haskes, which is the crushing, as mentioned before, that's the 9 days, that's Tisha B'Av, that's targum. That's golus. But it's a word that they grapple to understand the root of the word. No one knows where the word really comes from. The word is not found anywhere else in Chumash. It's l'may l'mena hasaga. The 9 days are going to be nishapech, as mentioned last week, to the happiest days. Tisha B'Av will be even more simcha on Tisha B'Av than on Purim and than on Simchas Torah. Tisha B'Av will be the Yom Hachi Sameach, the happiest day of the entire year will be on Tisha B'Av Davka. Davka Misham Yikabetz Hashem Alekecha, Misham Yikachecha. It's Na'ari Me Ofer Kumi. Davka Misham, as the Gemara brings out in Rosh Hashanah, that the last place that the Sanhedrin was exiled was Tveria. The Sanhedrin went into 10 Goliaths. The last was Tveria. There the Gemara ends off. From there, from the Tveria, which is Amuka. Tveria is a valley, really. Tveria is low. From Tveria, which also starts with a Tess. Tveria, Tess Beis, Tess Ba'av. From Tveria will the Geula begin. The Geula, Leidas Mashiach, is on Tisha B'Av. Vaneshev Bagoy, Dafka Bagoy, Gimel Yeralef, Begematria, Tess Ba'av. That's where Mashiach is in this Gala. Vaneshev, Begematria, Mashiach. Tess Ba'av, Tess Yud Tov, Tess B'Miluoy. Tess Ba'av is Begematria, Mashiach ben David. Pashas Va'eschanan is a new Haskhala, a new beginning. Aseres Hadibris over again. We're makabel on ourselves the Torah once again. On Tisha B'Av, we weren't allowed to learn. No Torah. Now we start over again with a new Hischachus in Torah as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, as we prepare for Mashiach, as we prepare for Tovshin Ayin Beis, for what the Goyim called 2012. For Tovshin Ayin Beis. B'Shas. Kedai Reb Shimon Lismaychalov B'Shas Hatchak. Says the Gemara. B'shas is Tovshin Ayin Beis. Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yoichoi. Kedai Reb Shimon, the one who wrote the Zohar, the one who says that the Limud HaZohar, Limud Pnimiyus HaTorah, is what's going to hold us, what's going to bring the Geula. Kedai Reb Shimon Lismaychalov B'shas Hatchak. Everyone feels already that this coming year, already now, there's a tremendous dechak, there's a doichik, there's a pressure. People are worried about what's going to happen to the economy. People are worried about what's going to happen B'chlal. It's a shas hatchak, b'shas, tov shenayin beis has to be a very, very big year, and it's up to us how it's going to pan out. And starting now, we prepare for the new year. As soon as Tisha B'Av is over, we start the hachana for the new year, but in an oifen of simcha, an oifen of nechama, and in an oifen of emunah and betochen, total emunah and betochen, that this, even before Tov Shenayin Beis, we should already be zeichet to this galus of the Geula. So we start over again. A new Aseres HaDibris. The Aseres HaDibris of Pashas V'Eschanan is on a higher level than the Aseres HaDibris of Pashas Yisroi, because in Pashas Yisroi it doesn't have every letter of the Aleph Beis, as the Gemara says in Bava Kamma. The Tess is missing. There's no Tess in the Aseres HaDibris in Pashas Yisroi. Dafka, the Aseres HaDibris here, has a Tess in the word Laman Yitav Loch Toiv in the Kibur of Va'im, which is Ov, which, as we mentioned, that Chodesh Av fell because of the lack of Kibur Av, of the Shvatim, where Shimon is the most responsible in the Mechira of Yosef, and therefore Esav, who excels in Kibur Av, is able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Av. So the parasha right after Voeschanan, where we start the Aseres HaDibris over again, the test, the Ois test, which is the letter that fell, the Ois test, which is the letter that Av was created with, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, is Nishapech L'Toiv. The test here in Laman Yitav Loch in Kabir Esavicha V'Yasimecha. But Be'emes, there's a test before this too. V'Zacharta Ki Eved Ha'Yisav Eretz Mitzrayim V'Yotziyacha Hashem Alekecha Misham V'Yot Chazako V'Zroya Netuya. In the word Netuya, there's a test where it's talking about Makas Bechayr, it's talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim, the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, and the test is Nishapech L'Toiv. And here we have an Aseres HaDibris with 17 more words. The one in Yisrael has 172 words. This one has 189 words. 17, Kemispa Toiv. There are toiv words more in the Aseres HaDibris of Parshas Voeschana than in Parshas Yisrael. Ki yadua balei tshuva greater than tzadikim. The luchais rishayinais were for tzadikim. The luchais shniyais were for the balei tshuva. And as it says in Medrash, Tanchum and Parshas Kisisa, that what was written on the first luchos was the Aseres HaDibris of Pashas Yisrael, as it's mashma in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. That's why there's no test, because it's asidin leishtaver. Masha enke, the Aseres HaDibris in Pashas Voeschanan is the luchos, is what was written in the luchos shniyos, even though the Torah is repeating here what happened the first time. But based on this medrash and the Gemara in Bava Kamma, it's mashma that the Aseres HaDibris in this Pashas, what was written in the luchos shniyos, which were never destroyed. G'doylem b'alei tshuva yoysem mitzadikim. When every yid had a hero tshuva on Tisha B'Av, every yid was crushed somewhat. It's impossible that a yid didn't feel the ruach nishbara, the lev nishbara v'nitka during the 9 days, having to refrain from the pleasures that we normally enjoy, and especially on Tisha B'Av, the 24 hours of the tainus, even if a person did not say kinnis all the time, or did not spend the entire time thinking of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was Messiah Das from Avelis, although it says one is not supposed to. Everyone felt crushed at one point or another. It's impossible that a Yid who keeps Tisha B'Av doesn't feel the Lev Nishbar V'nitki, doesn't feel crushed, haskes. And therefore every Yid should be Zeiche after going through the haskes to the Ushma Yisrael Hayoim, which Hayoim, Rashi tells us here in Pashas Kisovoi, where the Pasuk says this, Hayoim Hashem Alekecha, Hayoim Hazen Nihiyesa Le'om, says Rashi, B'chol Yoim Yiyu Be'enecha Ki'ilu Hayoim Bos Imoi Babris, meaning every day a person has to consider as if today it started. Anu Haschol, Hayoim Hazen Nihiyesa Le'om. And that this is that dafka, this drashas chazal is on this pasuk here, which is the tzir of shem havaya of chaydash av. Chaydash av, despite the yerida of chaydash av, right after the yerida, Yid experiences total hischachus. That's why we were zeicha last night, at least what we daven, I imagine here too, to say kiddush levana last night, which the whole concept of kiddush levana is this idea of hischachus. David Melech Yisrael chay v'kayam. Rosh Chodesh, Hischachus, right after Tisha B'Av, there's a feeling of Hischachus, renewal, even the concept of taking a haircut, washing clothing, that's Hischachus, we're starting over, cleaning ourselves, we're starting over, preparation for Rosh Hashanah, a new beginning. And the parasha ends, the parasha speaks to us about Kriya Shema. This is the parasha of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Achdus Hashem, which is one of the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Eicha, and the word Eicha is the Aleph stands for Echad, the lack of the Avoid the Zoru, which is a Pegam in Achdus Hashem. The Yud of Eicha is the Aseres HaDibrois. The Chaf, as the Medrash says, is Bris Mila, which was given to the 20th generation, which is Avram Avinu. And the Hey is the Chamishachum Shei Torah. All we learn in this time, we start the fifth portion of the fifth Sefer of Chumash Dafka. B'smichas the Tisha B'Av, that's the Hey of Eicha. We read Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the Aleph, the Yud, the Aseres HaDibris over here, and Vayageh Lochem Es Brisoi, Shoymer HaBris, Inyan of Bris Mila. All Amirum is in this parasha, which is the parasha after the Shabbos, after Tisha B'Av, and actually the parasha, the week of the Shavua Shachal by Tisha B'Av is always Voreschana. Shabbos, Tisha B'Av always falls out in the week of Shabbos Nachamu. It doesn't fall out in the week of Chazoin. It falls out in the week of Shabbos Nachamu Davka. It's already the Nacham. The Nacham is already there. And the parsha ends, Ki yeviyacha Hashem Elokecha el ha'oretz ha'ashrata v'asham v'l'rishta. The goal is to enter Eretz Yisrael. The goal is to come to Eretz Yisrael after wiping out the seven nations mentioned here all in one pasuk, the 7 weeks of Nachama. The goal is to come to Rosh Hashanah pure. Ki am kodesh ato la Hashem alekecha b'cha, bochar Hashem alekecha liyos lay la'am segulim mikol u'amam asher al pneu adama. As we say on Rosh Hashanah, we say the Mizmor, Yivchar lanu es nachloseinu es goyim yankim asher ohev selo. Vayivtecha mi beis avodim miyad paroi melech mitzroyim. We're totally redeemed. We're redeemed. Tzion b'mishpat tipode v'shaveha v'tzdaka. We're totally redeemed. The 9 days are over and over, hopefully for good. We should never have to return. There's an issa to go back to Mitzrayim. There's sort of an issa to go back to the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim. We should never have to experience the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim. Many communities have a minog that after Tisha B'Av they throw out the kinnis, or they put it in Shemus, I should say. They don't throw it out, that's Hashem's name. They put it in Shemus with total emuna that we'll never have to use it again. The Atzadikim that used to say differently, they would say, not Benegeh the Kinnis, but Benegeh Eicha, they would say that we will read Eicha again, but it'll be a different Eicha. It'll be an Eicha that'll be read with the Niggun of Megillus Esther. It'll be an Eicha that'll be totally Nishapech to Geula. The Tzemach Tzedek wrote a Sefer on Eicha where every Pasuk he translates it. L'mal Yusa, like Tzadikim felt with the Teichacha, ki yadua, the Teichacha, the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal HaTanya, when they would lay the Teichacha, they would lay it slow and loud because they already felt the bracha that existed in the Teichacha. Eicha in the future will be a Megillah of Simcha, and this is really Merumis and Pirkei Avos. The Pirkei Avos that we lay always, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, is the third parak of Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says there, Asara sheyoshvin ve'oskim ba'toira shchina shruya beinayhem shenemer alakim nitzav badas keil. Then the Mishnah says, "Umanayin afilu chamisha," and it brings a pasuk. "Umanayin afilu shloisha," it brings a pasuk. "Umanayin afilu shnayim," it brings a pasuk. "Umanayin afilu echad sheyoshay ve'osek b'toira hakadosh baruch hu koyvei aloi schar shenemer yeshev bodod v'yidoim ki notal olav." A pasuk in Eicha. Very difficult to understand. Why does the Mishnah bring a pasuk in Eicha as proof that a person who learns Torah alone is rewarded schar from a pasuk in Eicha, which that pasuk is not talking about that. That pasuk is talking about avelus, that one who sits alone. We mentioned this pasuk before. Has yeshev bodot v'yidoim ki notal olav. And yet here the Mishnah quotes this pasuk as proof that a person, even if he learns Torah alone, deserves schar, which means that pasuk is referring to schar. It's referring to reward. It's referring to something positive, not something negative. And that's a remez that Eicha will be nisapech. And this pasuk, which literally, when we lay it Tisha B'Av night, has a total different connotation, a total different meaning. It's not schar, it's oinish, it's avelus. Yeshev bodot v'yidoim kinot al olav is used here in the Mishnah. In Pirkei Avos, always read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, but that's the Nechama. The Mishnah Dafka quotes this pasuk, which it could have quoted many other psukim as proof that a person who learns Torah alone receives schar. It quotes a pasuk in Eicha Dafka, hinting to us that Eicha will be nishapeich l'toiv. Eicha, Megillas Eicha, will be a Megillah of Simcha. Especially we come to the end of Eicha, where it says, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'noshuva, Chadei Shomeinu kekedem, Chastei Hashem kiloi somnu, as it says also in Eicha, Chastei Hashem kiloi somnu, kiloi chodu rachamav, mipi elyon loy teitzei horrois. Many psukim in Eicha, but are very, very encouraging, and Nechama really lies in these psukim, although on the surface, we don't really see it. And this Megillah will be Nishapech L'toiv, and Tisha B'Av will be just a memory, but Tisha B'Av, the Seir Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av will be Nishapech L'gamrei to a Yoim of Simcha, of Sosoin, and we should all be Zoyche to Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimar, Alekeichem, which is B'Gamatria Chodesh HaChamishi, the fifth Chodesh, this Chodesh that we're in right now, the fifth Chodesh in which we, unfortunately, as of now, had to go through another 9 days, another Tisha B'Av, we should experience in this Chodesh Gufa, the Chodesh HaChamishi, B'Gamatria Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimar, Alekeichem, Kol Gei, Nosei, all the valleys will lift, all the valleys will become mountains, Tisha B'Av will be Nis'ala, all the low times will become great times, will be happy times. We should only hear simchas, and we should all be zeichet to the nechama ha'amitis, the geula ha'amitis v'ashleima, and we should all celebrate this Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael ha'ashleima, but the Beis Hamikdash ha'shlishi, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Amen.